Let's go.
My man. Welcome to Strength We Trust. I'm Michael Sept. This is
Rashawn English.
And we're here to break down and talk to people just about the importance of strength and how well it's going to help their livelihood, not just for the short term, for the long term. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to teach, we're going to learn, and we're just going to explore all the avenues that everybody has and everybody should be using just to live a healthier and stronger life.
Yeah, so we just want to make this podcast informative. Like he said, it's going to be entertaining. We're not going to make it too serious because life's too serious already. We just want to have fun with this, give you guys some practical applications for all the information that's out there to make it make sense for you. You have a lot of different options and tools at your disposal, but we just want to break it all down so you know how to insert what makes sense for your life. So, Mike, let's hear a little bit more about your story so the people know who you are.
Right. So, like I said, name is Michael Sept. I've been a personal trainer and coach for over 10 years now, which is crazy to say.
You're underselling yourself. It's got to be more than 10 years. I know.
It's like over 10 years now. It's crazy.
But how long have you been an athlete?
My whole life. So
there you go.
So, yeah, I've been 10 years plus of coaching. Been playing sports my whole life. Played through high school, played through college, played after college as well. And when I started coaching and training, I had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman over here. And we've been coaching together for just north of 10 years now. We've gone through all the educational process together, the learning curve together, the ups, the downs, and everything in between.
Don't forget the training. And we had some wicked training sessions.
We've gone through plenty phases for sure, right? We got the meathead phase.
Oh, yeah.
The athletic phase.
Uh-huh.
We got the physique phase.
Mobility, don't forget that.
We got the educated phase. So we've pretty much done it all. And we're just trying to share all that good information with you guys. Our journey is here to assist your journey.
Yeah, so that's Mike. My name is Rashawn English. I've been coaching. Man, it's crazy. I've been coaching for about 15 years now. And my journey in fitness, for helping other people, you know, started by accident. You know, my workouts started taking way longer than they needed to because everyone was stopping me, asking me, yo, how did you get so swole? Because I used to be like on some, like, I was doing the bodybuilder stuff. I was massive. I'm gonna put some clips about that later on. But anyway, but then I learned more and I realized that a lot of people have no idea what they're doing in the gym. Let me make something out of this.
Absolutely.
So started training and, you know, a few years into training, we Mike and I met at a gym that will remain unmentioned.
Big facts.
You know, we just had this synergy. Like, we were about learning and getting better and just being, like, super athletes. We just didn't want to be civilians.
Absolutely.
So we just knew that there was so much more to learn. We applied ourselves and just kept learning and kept working with new people, sharing information along the way, testing new things out together. And fast forward, here we are now.
Yeah. And it's been a great experience, you know. And now we're in a position now where it's not just about ourselves or our clientele or our businesses. We want to expand and be able to share all our knowledge and wealth to the general public, which is you guys. And we're really excited to do this. We're going to have a lot of deeper conversations going forward, but we're also going to have some fun ones as well. We just want everybody to just learn a little bit, feel a little bit more confident about themselves, and not be afraid to get stronger.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Listen, when I started this, I always wanted to be able to help as many people as possible. And working one-on-one in the way that I've been doing it for so long doesn't allow me to do that. So we decided to do this together so we could just give out this free information to help everybody because, you know, it's hard. Even if you figure out a routine, your body changes, your responsibility changes, and, you know, when that happens, you have to know how to adapt your workout programs. You have to know how to adjust your lifestyle to meet the new demands that you're going to be dealing with. So we're just going to, you know, give you guys tools to do that. The things that we mentioned, one thing may not work for everyone, but if it works for a few people, then, you know, we did our job. And we'll just keep sharing different things. And you have to look at your life and see, okay, does this fit into my lifestyle? And the best workout program, the best nutrition plan is one that you're going to be able to be the most consistent at. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, share whatever that is. And maybe it's something you never heard of. Maybe it is. But, you know, maybe when we talk about it, you're like, oh, I never thought about applying it this way. So yeah, that's the goal, that's the mission. And yeah, man, that's why we're here.
Absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, we are calling this Strength We Trust for a reason. We understand why strength is so beneficial to not just us, but to everybody, right? Your strength is going to take you into your later years of your life. Your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, and your 70s are going to be the halfway point of your life. Just because you're 20 now, you're 30 now, and you're 40, whatever the case may be, you have a whole nother life that you got to live. And if you're not approaching it with the mindset of longevity, you're going to hit that wall. And our job here is, or I guess our passion here is, to help mitigate a lot of that. We don't want people running into walls. We don't want people falling apart. We don't want people, you know, getting injured, getting hurt, and not knowing how to deal with that and how to recover from that. And I think that's why we're so passionate about it, is we understand that we're just getting into the second portion of our lives, right?
Yeah, I'm a father now. I'm getting married in like 3 weeks. Everything's different. When I was 20, you know, I could work out for a week and transform. It's very different now. But I understand that that is very normal. My time is limited. You know, I have a lot more responsibility, so it looks very different now. And kind of, and you know, piggybacking off of what he was saying about the mindset portion of things, it's not just physical strength. The things we're going to talk about are going to be related to mental strength too, because the things that you learn from working out don't just benefit your body, it also benefits your mind. And if you're neglecting the things outside of the gym, then you're missing a huge portion of what plays into what kind of results that you're going to get.
Absolutely. Right? Like, the benefits aren't just what you see in the mirror. We talk about this all the time just with clients, right?
Yeah.
Right? The benefit is going to be like, how do you feel? Right? Like, how is your mental state in the morning? Do you feel stressed? How are you able to handle that stress? Right? And it's crazy how we found over the years, maybe myself more in particular, is how strength has benefited my own stress levels. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the better you perform in the gym, the better you perform in whatever weight you're doing, like, you're getting stronger, you're lifting, you're curling more, you're pressing more, whatever the case may be, you're naturally going to have that positive feedback in your head that, like, I can handle things.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
Because life isn't physically punishing.
No.
And when you develop that strength in the gym and you go into life, it's like, I can handle this. Life isn't punching me in the face. Unless you're a UFC fighter. That's different, yeah, story. You're shout out to my boy Aljo, the GOAT. Put some respect on his name. Where was I going with this? Yeah, nah, I'm hype over Aljo. He had his fight on Saturday, and
cool.
He's officially the most winningest bantamweight of all time. He also has the longest winning streak of all time at that weight class. Listen, cut the check. UFC, cut the check. but yeah.
Nah, it's like he was saying, is just that life is not going to just physically tear you apart, right? There's going to be things that emotionally wear you down, psychologically wear you down. And strength is such a huge component to just mitigating all of that stress and wear and tear that you get in your body.
I remember it now.
Yeah.
Relationships.
Done.
Don't forget that. When you prioritize the things you need to be strong,
yep,
everything changes, including the type of relationships you prioritize and the type of boundaries you set with all those other people in your life. You might distance yourself from certain people because the way they live isn't aligned with how you want to live, to feel the way that you want to feel. And that's so, so important. And over time, you'll see in, you know, 5-10 years, and that sounds like a long time, but that goes by in a blink. In 5-10 years, if you stay on this path, you'll see how your relationships change. If you surround yourself with the right people, they're going to continue to hold you accountable. They're going to support you along the way. Anytime you struggle, they're going to be there. You're going to be supporting them along the way, and that builds real solid bonds that, you know, you'll need later on in life.
Absolutely. I mean, they say all the time, you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with.
Not just financially.
Nope.
Not just financially. People Absolutely. Just kind of look at it as, okay, they're only thinking about money. But, like, I want to be very clear. If you're not thinking about your physical fitness, those medical bills will get real. And I don't care what your expenses are right now. When it starts to, you know, start, what's the word I'm looking for?
Look. When the bills start piling up, all that money in the world don't mean anything.
Because you're going to lose time.
Yep.
You're going to lose money.
Yep.
It's going to add to your mental stress.
And it's going to hinder relationships that we just got done talking about. And like to piggyback, like you and I both know how many people have we trained that make hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
And now they're spending the second half of their lives with the amount of money that they made to just get time and health back.
Yep.
So you worked all that time to make all that money. And now that you've accomplished that financial side, but
you can't even enjoy it.
You can't even enjoy it because now you're spending that same hundreds of thousands of dollars that you took to get there to just get your life back.
Yep.
Be able to walk down the street, walk up a flight of stairs, pick up your grandchildren, pick up your regular children, go jog and play sports with your children. And now you can't do that? To me, that's insane. Why are you chasing just one avenue when there's a whole bunch of other cups that you have to fill in life?
It's all about balance. It's all about one of the things I heard on this podcast, I can't remember which one it was, but when it comes to me, I'll definitely give them a shout out. But he was talking about a client he worked with, and the client's goal was always to be able to get to his family. Doesn't matter where his family was. If they were on a flight 6 hours away, he didn't want his body to be a limitation of him getting to his family. Or if his son or daughter was at the top of a mountain or top of a staircase, he wanted to be able to reach them. And I think that's a powerful message. You don't want your physical or mental state to prevent you from being there for the people that mean something to you. So
absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you, at the end of the day, right, we all want to make money. We all want to do well for ourselves, right? We all want to be better off. But if we can't enjoy that hard work, what was the point of that hard work?
Yep.
And that's why strength is, again, I'm going to keep harping on it, why it's such a huge component, right? The stronger you are, the easier life is going to deal you cards later on. You can't be weak at 60 and at 70 and at 50 and think life is going to just be hunky-dory and your grandkid's going to go run down the street and you're going to be able to chase him? No. Life's not going to let you do that.
And life's getting harder, man. I don't know if y'all paying attention. Yeah, we have all these luxuries that you know people didn't have 100 years ago, but there's a comfort crisis that we're living in. People are getting lazier and doing less, and our bodies need a certain amount of stress to stay resilient.
Absolutely.
Like our bodies respond to stress, not too much stress,
nope,
but the right there's amount. A certain amount of stress that is inevitable. We have social media. We have all this technology just pushing information in our faces all the time. I mean, look at the mental health status of this country and you look around globally, like it's really a big topic of conversation and you got to look at the reasons why. And you're not going to, you know, turn all that stuff off. You can't get away from it. So you have to be able to deal with it by being able to manage your stress. So I can't stress that enough, man. Being strong, like mentally, physically, is what really drives what we do. That's what we try to instill in the people we work with, the people we care about. So, you know, that's what we're going to look to do here. We're going to be talking about things that we're going to be talking about the data, the research being done, because, you know, like on social media, it's crazy, man. People are just like promoting things for clout, for monetary gain, but not giving people like real information. It's so toxic out there.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many workouts we see and how many training programs we see. And this 30-day fix this and this 30-day fix
that. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
We want to emphasize that to everybody.
It doesn't work. There's no shortcuts to this.
Not at all. If you want results that are going to last a lifetime and are going to take you on to your later portions of life, it's going to take you months. It's going to take you years. And you're going to have to apply that time. And there's no quick fix to health. Whatever might be out there on social media telling you otherwise, we're telling you from over 20 years of experience, there is no quick fix to health. If you want to be strong now, that's fine, but it's not going to happen overnight. And that's what we're here to do. We want to give you guys the tools, the formulas that you can apply to your everyday life. That's going to help you not just tomorrow, but a year from now and 10 years from now. And I think that's a big portion of why we're here.
Yeah. You know, and just kind of going off what we were just talking about, like there are really just no shortcuts. The 30-day challenges, like even like these like short-term aesthetic goals, like I think people are not doing a good job of goal setting because they're looking at these people who aren't really relatable. Like these people who are like, you know, shredded and, you know, what the epitome of fitness, they think the epitome of fitness should look like. That's not it. You gotta ask yourself, like, what does their life look like? I mean, it looks good on camera, but what does it actually look like? Right. I was very lucky where I met this guy, one of my first years of training. He was shredded. He looked like a superhero. And I'm like, dude, what do you do? And he straight up told me, he's like, you don't want to live like me. Like, I'm so healthy. I'm miserable. I don't enjoy food. I can't hang out with the people that I want to hang out with. I can't do the things that I want to do because this consumes my life. But he was getting paid for it. That's how he made his living. And when he said that to me, you know, at that time I was on like my bodybuilder workouts, but I'm like, you know what? I need to rethink what I'm doing here. And that was really eye-opening for me to really talk to somebody who had the physique that I thought I wanted, telling me like, yo, don't do this.
You don't want this life. You don't want this life. You don't want this life. Exactly. And I mean, I could speak to it too. Because when we first started training and we met at our first job, I could tell you I was a twig.
Oh, you was about 195.
I was about a 190-something pounds. I never seen a weight a day in my life.
He was just super, super athletic.
I was just Mr. Athletic, and I don't know what weights were. I don't even want to be near weights.
Oh, my God. We got to find that deadlift video. It was like, oh, yo, bro.
We'll find it. We'll find
it. We're going to find it.
And we'll definitely share. I'm not ashamed to say where I've started from. We all started somewhere, and that's just fine.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And look crazy, because you will. You will. It's normal. We have all been there.
Yep.
I promise you. I've failed on the bench. I've been stuck under the barbell by myself. In the gym that I had in my garage, and I'm like, what am I doing right now?
We've been there. So it's just to say that going back on that time that needs to be invested into this, because I could tell you now from the person that started doing training and taking it seriously like 10 plus years ago, I am not the same person that I was, not physically, not mentally, not emotionally. It's had such a great impact on my overall health that I would never go back to the person that I was before I started training,
mm-mm,
right? It's mm-mm had such a positive reinforcement in my life. It's made me more diligent. It's made me more focused. It's that whole, like the delayed gratification feel where like, you know you want something, but you know you can't get it tomorrow. But are you willing to put the work in even though you know you're not going to get it tomorrow?
That said, even doing this is one of those situations.
Absolutely.
You know, before we started, like, I've never, like, you know, done any major recordings or done anything like this. But I was looking forward to getting uncomfortable and doing something I wasn't good at. So,
absolutely.
You know, when you get into that frame of mind, you look forward to challenges and look forward to failing.
Yep.
And it's about failing forward.
Yep.
If you can do that, you win.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with failing. I tell this to every single one of my clients. I'm like, the gym is one of the only places where failure is a good thing, right? Think of many places in life where they'll tell you, like, you failed, no good. You take a test, you fail, no good. You drive a car, you take your license test, you fail, no good. But in the gym, you did 10 reps and you went for 11 and you failed, awesome.
You learned something.
Are you kidding me? The feedback you get from that doing that last rep, you don't get that anywhere else in life. There's nothing else in life that is going to put you in an environment that's so physically taxing that you're like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to do that again.
I remember when I was I was getting spotted. I was benching and I was going. And, you know, when you're doing a set, you work hard to get to those last couple reps because that's where change happens.
100%.
I had a bad spot and he saw me struggling. He took the weight. I pulled it back. I almost died.
Right.
I'm going to get this work.
I'm going to get this work. Yeah. Trust me.
But that's how you got to be. That's the kind of mindset you got to have to really, like, you know, stay in this game for the long haul. You got to want to be uncomfortable and be okay with it if you fail, because it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You were going to get exposed. You're going to learn things about yourself that you didn't know. And once you overcome those things, you become a different person.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, I'll put it to you just in a numbers perspective. I just mentioned to you just a minute ago.
195.
Soaking wet. I don't know. I didn't have not a bit of muscle on my body. Speaking to you today, I am 235 pounds.
Yo, you could run through walls right now.
I can run through a wall. I still can't believe it. I'm not the same person anymore.
Because I was the meathead when we met. I was the guy moving weight. I was swole. But Mikey, you're just an athlete. And now I'm like, yo, you different, bro.
It's a different animal now. And what's cool about it is because I've gone through my own personal experience and journey over the last 10 years, and I've learned so much from Rashawn and other coaches that we've come in contact with, that all I want to do now is just share and teach.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I want to do now, right? Do I want to keep working on myself? Of course. That's never going to stop.
That's not going to stop.
I'm not going to stop till they put me in the grave. I'm going to be 6 feet under. I'm going to be on my deathbed doing some bench. Like, they're going to have to give me something to bench.
Well, listen, I'm going to be in there doing some breath work. I'm be like, I'm still going to be working. Something.
Like, they're going to be on my deathbed. Michael, what you want for your last meal? Some reps. That's what I'm going to tell them. I want some reps for my last meal. Man. I'm a fool. And I'm okay with that now because guess what? That's what got me here.
It's the life we live.
That's the life we live. And that's what we're here for, man. We just want to share our passion, share our knowledge. We want to teach. We want everybody to grow. We want everybody to get more confident.
Yep.
We want you to feel like every time you step into a gym, at your home, on vacation, wherever you go, you're like, I got this.
Yeah.
I could do this.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, I got this.
Yeah, man. Our mission is to inspire, man. Like, yeah. And I hope that we can, like, instill that same drive and passion that we have. And you can feel that through these microphones, through the screen, so that, like, you wake up and, like, you know what? I got to go do this. Like, I wasn't sure about this before, but I heard Mike and Rashawn, and they said something that clicked them. I'm going to go do this.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. And that's all we want. And I say this all the time, not just to my clients, but even on my own social media platforms, is, like, if I can motivate one person every day, I did my job.
Yep. Just one.
And I'm not asking to tap into 100, 1,000. If I could just get one person every day to change their mindset about their health and wellness and the way they're going to be proactive about it, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's what drives me every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Every time I wake up, I'm like, I don't really want to work out either. Like, I don't want to do it.
Oh, God.
People think that, like, as a fitness professional, like, we really want to go to the gym 4, 5, 6 days a week.
Nah.
No, I don't.
Nah.
I want you to know that very clearly. I do not want to go to the gym 5, 6 days a week.
Say it again. Yo.
I do not. So, on that note, we do it because we know we have to, and we understand the benefits of why we do it and how it gives us a peace of mind outside of the gym. The gym gives us peace outside the gym.
Mm-hmm. Call me the Zen master.
I'm just being honest,
just because,
right?
Of what we do in the gym.
Exactly. And because of what we do in the gym, our lives are that much more seamless. There's not as much bumps in the road when I'm outside of the gym now. I'm not as stressed. Life doesn't beat me up as much as it used to.
Oh, nah.
Life used to get me. Like, I've been there.
20s were wicked.
20s were wicked, man. Oh, we're going through some downs. Like, life will beat you up. But
I'll never forget those days in Harlem.
Oh, my Lord.
Life's different now.
Our apartment that we used to have in Harlem, it was about the size of this room that we in right now. So, I'm telling you, we've come from a long way, man.
Like, yeah, yeah.
We started, when they say start from the bottom, we started from the bottom. And I attest that not just as a financial gain, but our approach to our health and our wellness. Because even back then, when we were trainers and coaches and working for facilities, we weren't taking our health as seriously as we take it now.
No.
Think about the lifestyle we were living.
We didn't know it. We didn't really understand how, you know, the stuff outside of the gym mattered as well. You know, like, at a certain point, like, we were burning out. We were doing, like, 10, 12 sessions a day and just burning out. I'm like, oh, hold up. We need sleep. Oh, I can't miss so many meals. Like, oh, I can't drink so much. I mean, when you're young, we were burning the candle at both ends. We were working our tails off, partying just as hard as we were working, and still working out.
Yep.
There was no room for recovery.
Nope.
And then, you know, we started feeling the effects of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, I got some weird injuries. I tore my Achilles. I had to learn to walk again. We got exposed. So now you won't catch me doing no 10, 12 sessions a day.
No.
But I will say, for those people looking to be coaches, it's a necessary step that you have to take. You got to have that experience of that grind. And that's any sales position. You got to have that first year or two knowing what that grind looks like, and then you elevate.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like going through that experience, it makes you appreciate everything that much more, right? You're like, man, I used to do 10 to 12 hours a day. And it's like, but I appreciate that time, though.
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot about myself, about my business, about everything. Like, my life, I learned about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if I can maneuver in that stressful of an environment, like, there's nothing now that's going to, like, knock me off my path.
Yeah, I mean, you need space for everything else that's important in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm married. I got a baby. They need some of me. I can't give everything.
Go ahead. Please continue.
I can't give everything to my business without leaving something for my family. And not just my wife, not just my son. I have siblings. I have parents. I have friends. I got other people, other relationships that matter. So you just learn, you know, how to find the balance. And that's always changing because life's always changing. So you constantly have to evolve. Like, it's all about being, you know, growth-minded all the time. Because if you stop growing, that's you start dying right
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. And we say, I say a lot of my clients too as well. I'm like, man, it's okay to act like a kid in life, man. Have that same energy you had when you were a kid, man. The way you approach things and you were almost a little naive. Like, that's okay.
Man, I'm scared of my son's energy right now. He jumped off the couch the other day. Like, he's running everywhere.
I'm like, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. But think about that, right? Like, think how fearless he is. Right? He's not thinking about anything else
Nothing.
Right now. Nothing.
Nothing.
He's like, move, go, eat, talk now.
He's walking now. But when he first learned how to walk, he couldn't walk without having something in his hands. And I'm like, yo, bro, if your hands were empty, this would be easy. But he don't care. If you try to take it from him, he's screaming. And I'm like, all right, go ahead. Figure it out.
And it's okay. Like, we can take that approach to our own lives. Like, it's okay to be a little naive when you're walking into the gym and not know. Like, the unknown is okay. There's nothing that's going to happen to you from not knowing. And like I said, like, we just want to apply that to not just the gym, man. We just want you to feel so good about yourself that, like, anything you walk into in life, you're like, I can handle that. I just got done doing blah, blah, blah at the gym for X amount of weights, X amount of reps. My legs are fried, but I'm going to go ahead and do this real quick.
And what you said, that's so important, that self-love is crucial.
Yeah, man.
Don't think of going to the gym or eating well as a punishment.
No.
It's because you love and respect yourself so much that you're going to go out there and do the work because you know it's going to make you feel better.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, look, I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for not just my fitness career, but my own fitness journey. I wouldn't even be sitting here right now. Who
I'm
knows
with you,
where I'd
man, because listen, fitness saved my life many times.
Exactly, man.
Many times.
I would have fell apart.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, man, look, I know we harped on the 20s, man, but, like, we were crazy, man. Like,
it was crazy.
We were crazy, man.
We were in the 20s. Anybody who's gotten through their 20s, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
If you're in your 20s, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
If you haven't gotten there yet, get ready. Buckle up.
Exactly.
It's going to get real.
It's going to get real. And it's made me so appreciative of where I'm at now because I'm like, I can't believe I survived that.
Whew,
what? I'm not supposed to be here right now. I should not be standing here right now. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Side note, you're going to have to tell me where you got that hoodie.
Oh, no, I can't share this information, man. This is
But that's a topic for another podcast.
That's a topic for another podcast.
Podcast
man.
Episode. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. But.
Yeah, but like I say, you know, it's and his strength doesn't, like you say, it's not just about the gym, you know, strength in community. Strength in faith.
Yep.
Right? Strength in family. Strength in, like, when we say strength, like, strength we trust, we want that to translate across every platform of your life. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted to tap into everything that you think and everything that you're doing. Strength is going to get you through every single day that you wake up. It's never going to fail you. Never. Strength will never fail you.
Yep.
Everything that you're doing, strength will never fail you. But, yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to, like...
I'm hyped. Oh, yeah.
I'm hyped, man.
I'm looking forward to all the other episodes we'll do. We'll definitely have some guests on here. I'm interested to and excited to learn from other people. To hear their stories, to hear, you know, how strength has really impacted their own lives and how they stay disciplined and committed to the process. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. So I'm really pumped about this. I'm glad we finally decided to do this.
Yeah, we were moving a little slow, but, you know.
We just had to jump off the cliff.
We got to jump off the cliff just like everything else, man. Like we said, that naive approach. Even though we don't know, we got to do. And that's it, man. Like, you know, strength we trust, baby. That's it.
That's it, baby.
I like it. So, yeah, until next time, you know, we're going to have a good script going forward for everybody. We're excited to, again, share all this great information with you and our experiences, our knowledge, have people on board to share their experiences and knowledge. And we want people just to learn and grow and understand why strength is everything and everything. And I think that's...
So that said, make sure you support, and that's by liking, sharing, commenting, leave your questions. We'll make sure to address them on the show. And yeah, man, looking forward to what we're going to do.
Absolutely, yeah. Strength We Trust on IG, Strength We Trust YouTube channel. We're going to have a lot of clips coming for everybody. We come in full force. Once we get this thing rolling.
Give me your IG.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to get my own IG. It's Mike Fit, MikeFit, 19 on all channels and platforms.
And my handle, Rishaun.English, RISHAUN.English.
Let's get it, man. Strength We Trust, baby.
Let's go, baby.
My guy.